Here to the world. Well, listener, here is Lenggang Zapin Palembang by Khoiri Mukhtar. Happy listening.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a weapon stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's quote of the day. To lead is to suffer. A quote from Kyai Haji Agus Salim. Listener, born on October the 8th, 1884, Kyai Haji Agus Salim is a legendary national hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of the HBS school during the Dutch Indies era, defeating others from Netherlands, Europe and East Asia. And listener, that's quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
So, Indonesia is providing the free homecoming or the so-called free exodus programs, and companies across Indonesia have that, and our government also have that. For example, the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation. But they want to make sure that everybody registering this free homecoming program will not be double registration, will not experience a double registration. So to make sure everybody is registered properly, the Ministry of Transportation is developing a new application. And the Transportation Minister Dudi Purwaganti said that the ministry's latest application is to anticipate double registration by travelers. And on Monday, quoted from RRI.co.id, the minister emphasized, the government is committed to ensuring eligible travelers fill all bus seats in this free homecoming program. However, the minister still cannot reveal the latest free exodus or the free homecoming program application. Because, according to the ministry is continuing to coordinate with other free homecoming or free exodus organizers, including the Jakarta Provincial Administration. And this coordination aims to synchronize the timing of the homecoming, aligning with the central government instructions regarding the work from home or the work from anywhere policies.
Thank you. Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
So his voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, our government is working hard to make sure that there are food for the people, and not only the food available, but the price itself, because we know that the price is sometimes controlled by the supply and demand. And amid the efforts to maintain the price stability during the Ramadan months, cheap food commodities have also been made available at modern markets. And this was stated by the head of National Food Agency, Arif Prasetyo Adi. And according to Arif, the government has teamed up with so many stakeholders. One of them is the Indonesian Retail Merchants Association to run a discount market program called Friday Mubarak to promote people's consumption during the fasting month. And he emphasized that the availability of cheap food ingredients at modern markets will not draw buyers away from the traditional markets, because both markets serve different segments. And of course, like the word markets, different market and different demographic. However, he is not providing specific prices for the food commodities sold in modern markets, but he is sure that the price will never exceed the highest retail price set by the government.
Ketika mimpimu yang begitu indah tak pernah terwujud, ya sudahlah. Saat kau berlari mengejar anganmu dan tak pernah sampai, ya sudahlah. Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay.
Dari sekian kemungkinan kau jatuh tanpa ada harapan. Saat itu raga ku persembahkan, yo, sama jiwa, cinta, tidak ada harapan.
Kita sambung satu persatu sebab akibat. Tapi tenanglah, mata hati kita akan lihat, menuntun ke arah mata angin bahagia. Kau dan aku tahu jalan selalu ada.
Aku tahu lagi problem akan terus menerjang, bagi deras ombak yang menabrak karang. Namun ku tahu kau mampu tetap tenang. Hadapi ini bersama aku,
kau berada keramahan cinta tak pernah kau dapat. Ya sudahlah, yeah, dengar ku bernyanyi. La 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 la, hey yeah 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 yeah. Ya tu, ya ta, ya tu, ya tu, ya semua ini belum berarti. Apapun yang
selalu di dalam.
Ada untukmu,
selalu ada untukmu.
Jalanlah kau berseri,
just
everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, everything's gonna be okay.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ikutai with Tunjuk Satu Bintang or Point One Star. But if we are talking about tackling climate change, each country also have their own ways, which is depending on their own situation and challenges. So, to which point should Indonesia be doing or going to tackle climate change? Should Indonesia find a new way to control or reduce the impact of climate change? Here is a comment from Dr. Agusari, CEO of Landscape Indonesia.
First is that we should take the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and other climate agreements seriously. We shouldn't even be disturbed by the news that the U.S. Has left the agreement.
Yes.
I think we should be able to do whatever we should need to do without the U.S. The second is that, we need to be innovative in finding resources to finance our decarbonization. And I believe that we have our own resources domestically in Indonesia, especially since renewables are already competitive in terms of cost against coal and other fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to focus on deploying more renewables in Indonesia. And third, of course, we need to find ways to manage the impacts of climate change that we have already felt today.
Mm-hmm.
And it will eventually disrupt our, our food security, our energy security, and many other sectors. So we need to pay careful attention to the impact as well.
For more details, tune into the VOA Talk about Investment Climate Fund on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Mama.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sajauh ni pengindihan, sa tebini leleng kahat, heb di mana diri miara, mulang tetap kasalira. Dina tetap unggal juru, ayah carita menyentuh kau, kagak-kagak bayang-bayang saban wayah mawar tenang. Ku endah na, ku asih na, numi tetap mati dina hati, patak betah tu maning na.
You're still listening to Yura Yunita with Bandung. And after this song, not far from Bandung, we'll be talking about a story from about Galuh in Ciamis. So stay tuned on RRI WhatsApp, Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
Indonesian is the nation who knows their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely petilasan Sangxiang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. It's contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the Visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Abadede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If you want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strengths and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, head of Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. We'll be right back. traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini panca pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Ciamis. Of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya kampung kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja, bukan laporan, tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is kampung kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. The local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galu royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galu was a king who loved peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulyan as a milestone of the history of Galu royal palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improves itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. In terms of cooperation, to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galu as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis, West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yes, more from Indonesia is coming up shortly on VOINS.ID and also the application RRI Digital. But shortly you will also be able to listen it on the frequency of 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Hujan deras sekali, tetapi bagiku seakan-akan tak berarti. Karena yang aku yakini, suatu saat pasti akan berhenti. Nantikanlah, nanti pasti. Saatnya tiba, awan gelap akan berganti dengan seketika. Karena yang aku yakini, mentari kan datang hadir mengganti. Bawa kado sebusuk pelangi. Warna indah silih ganti, selalu menghadirkan pesona, membawa kabar menghibur hatiku. Terima kasih kepada alam, irama lagunya yang menawan, membuat hati ini terhibur.
Hati ini terhibur lembut. Voice of Indonesia. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government is to establish red and white village cooperative in 70,000 villages. Ministry of Agriculture and Ministry of Manpower collaborate to prepare reliable human resources for modern agriculture clusters. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto led a limited meeting with several ministers of Merah Putih or Red and White Cabinet at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday. During the meeting, it was decided that the government would establish Merah Putih or Red and White Village Cooperative. The detail by Rano.
Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan stated that the Indonesian government will establish Red and White Village Cooperative, also known as COPDES Merah Putih. Zulkifli explained that this cooperative will serve as a center for village economic activities, including storage and distribution of agricultural products.
Dibentuknya kooperasi.
The Red and White Village Cooperative will be established in 70,000 villages. This means that each village will have an economic activity center and a place to store and distribute agricultural products.
Pusat kegiatan ekonomi dan menampung hasil-hasil pertanian di desa itu.
Zulkifli also stated that the government will optimize the existing village fund to support the financing of this program. The government hopes this initiative will strengthen village economies, improve food distribution efficiency, and enhance the welfare of rural communities.
Minister of Investment and Downstream and the head of Danantara Investment Management Agency, Rosan Rusani, stated that the use of Danantara investment in downstream projects must go through in-depth study to provide optimal and sustainable results. After attending meeting with President Prabowo Subianto, the Downstream Task Force and related ministries at the Presidential Palace Jakarta on Monday evening, Rosan said that investment in the downstream sector must give good and acceptable returns.
Jadi Danantara juga kita akan melalui proses yang proper.
Through Danantara, we also go through a proper process. Through the process at the Ministry of Investment, due diligence, we will go through all the steps. Because we are also open in accordance with the industrialization that we want to pursue, that we want to achieve, so that we can have a healthy industry that is sustainable. At the same time, this has a big impact on our economic growth. And also the most important thing that we talked about earlier is how many the job creators are.
Yang paling penting yang tadi kita bicarakan itu adalah berapa banyak pencipta lapangan pekerjaannya.
Minister Rosan Ruslani added that the results of the review will be analyzed more by detail by the Investment Committee and the Danantara Audit Team. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Hadali, stated that the Demeter Azer or DME downstream project in Indonesia no longer depends on foreign investors. In a press statement at the Presidential Palace Jakarta on Monday, Bahlil said that the government, through the President Prabowo Subianto's policy, will finance the project with domestic resources, both through the state budget and national private companies.
Sekarang kita tidak butuh investor.
Now we don't need investors. With the president's policy, the country will make use of domestic resources. What we need from them is technology. So today what we need from them is technology. The money for the capital expenditure is all from the government and from national private companies. Then the raw materials are from us. The off-takers are also from us.
Off-takernya pun dari kita.
Bahlil Hadali explained that previously the material ether had been done with foreign investors, but could not be implemented as planned. The DME project will be developed in several locations, including South Sumatra, East Kalimantan, and South Kalimantan. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Manpower are collaborating to provide mechanics or engineers to support the implementation of modern agriculture, increase productivity, and realize food self-sufficiency. More information by Dora Pardede.
The Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Manpower are collaborating to open 3 million paddy fields and build modern agricultural clusters to achieve food self-sufficiency and to make Indonesia the world food born. This was conveyed by Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman in a press conference after the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with the Ministry of Manpower in Jakarta Monday. To foster land management, Amran said the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Manpower will collaborate, in which the Ministry of Manpower will deploy 300 to 500 instructors, while the land management will empower 27,000 millennial farmers who have registered at the Ministry of Agriculture.
Di mana kita tahu Pak Menteri, Menteri Tenaga Kerja punya instruktur.
We know that the Minister of Manpower has quite a lot of instructors, maybe 300 to 500 people. We will collaborate later in the field, where we have more than 27,000 millennial farmers registered so far. We will send approximately 3,600 equipment to the field. In total, we'll